Tócame, bésame, ámame, lléname de tu amor. Porque negar tu cariño es un castigo sin perdón.
We are so excited to have in our studio Ricardo Gutierrez, one of the stars of Destiny of Desire, now playing at the Goodman Theater. And what happens when women take destiny into their own hands? We can transform the world, can't we, Ricardo?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about Destiny of Desire.
Sure.
What can we expect to see when we come?
Well, first of all, you can expect to have an incredibly fabulous time riding the twists and the turns of the plot story. And you can expect to see some incredibly talented people on stage, and some delightful music written by our musical composer and music director, Rocino Serrano.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 11-member cast. To me, that seems like a kind of a bigger cast.
It's 11,
like,
but there are more characters than that.
Yeah.
Several of us play some minor characters running around. Yes, the premise of the show is that we are an acting company performing this play in an abandoned theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are involved, the 11 of us are involved in all aspects of the production, not only the acting in the scenes, the dancing and the music, but also manipulating the various scenic curtains all throughout the stage. So we are the stagehands as well.
Let's talk about the premise of the play as well. It's set in Mexico.
Yes.
In a hospital. Two girls are born, one into a life of privilege, the other into poverty. So do we follow both storylines and how they intertwine?
Yes, and although they're born into privilege and poverty, they don't necessarily grow up in what they were destined to be. Yes, we follow the two stories of these two women, both who are 18 in the basic premise of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences of the switch. I don't think I'm revealing anything that isn't in the press release.
No, you're okay. No spoiler alerts, but you're okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How fun. So your cast, everybody, you know, has this connection and this interaction. How important is that, you know, either both on stage and off stage, where, you know, you really like each other and you get into each other's characters as well?
Absolutely. This play was first done at the Arena in Washington, D.C. About 2.5 years ago, I think. And I had the privilege of joining 6 or 7 of the actors who performed there at South Coast Rep. This production is a co-production between South Coast Repertory Theater in Costa Mesa, California, and, of course, the Goodman Theater here in Chicago. And I had the great honor to go from Chicago to Los Angeles and meet most of these actors who are just absolutely talented, generous, and now family members.
When did you know you wanted to be an actor? Were you young?
I think I was about 15 or so.
And you got bitten by the bug?
Right. I went to see a musical. I think it was called The Bells Are Ringing.
Okay.
Old Judy Holliday, a chestnut. And at my high school, and I saw my colleagues performing on stage, and I said, well, that looks fun. And so the next year I dipped my toe, and now my entire body.
Now your entire body, yeah, exactly right.
And I'm trying to tread water.
What did your family say? What did your mom or your dad say when you said, you know what, I think I'm going to pursue acting?
Well, they were very, very supportive of me throughout my academic career and then my professional career. So they were happy that I'd made a decision and supported me. So
do you think many of the themes in this play, too, could be relevant in today's society or anywhere else in the world, not just Mexico, but in the United States? I mean, it's a very tumultuous time right now for a lot of people. So I think a lot of people might be able to relate to this theme on different levels.
Oh, absolutely. There are so because, you know, this is called a telenovela,
mm-hmm.
Brechtian. Gosh, I can't even remember the exact wording, but it's in the Brechtian style, which delves into political and social issues that are going on today. And Karen Zacharias, our playwright, mm-hmm. who's a genius, and I was first introduced to Karen actually in 2005 at the Goodman Theater, mm-hmm. when we did a production of hers called Mariela in the Desert. And I'm so delighted to be in this particular show now, one of her more recent ones. But she's very, very incisive, and she sprinkles references to political, social, cultural issues that are going on today and they illuminate the play, not only with statements about what's going on, but they're just incredibly funny, too, the way they're presented.
Karen's was hailed by American Theater Magazine as one of the most produced playwrights in the country.
I think so, yeah. She had, I think, 10 or 11 shows of hers being produced this past season.
Unbelievable. And she had a couple others that have debuted in Chicago as well, and she has another one at the Victory Gardens, too, that's debuting in Chicago.
Native Gardens?
Yes. Yeah, Native Gardens, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they're in rehearsals right now at 16th Street Theater for another one of her shows
called Into the Beautiful North.
Yeah.
As an actor, okay, so you have the playwright, you have your director, you have your choreographer, you have your producer. So everybody is kind of adding in what they would think. Does the playwright, I mean, since it's her baby, does she have more say, or does he, but in this case, Karen, more say than the director? You know, when you're in rehearsals, or is it the opposite? Is Karen someone who, you know, would say, you're the actors, take the story and kind of make it your own?
Well, the script is laid out for us, and there were changes in the script, not necessarily predicated by the actors, but some, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't approach the rehearsal period as improvisation.
Right.
But ideas just started generating. Mm-hmm. And Karen is incredibly generous with her talent and her scripts. And she has an excellent collaboration with Jose Luis Valenzuela, our excellent, excellent director. Mm-hmm. I just enjoyed working with him. And so they shaped the play, and there have been changes, and some of them have been from them, a few from the actors. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Goodman Theater.
Yes.
Remarkable.
Yes.
Everybody knows the Goodman Theater all over the world. What's your experience been? I know you've just a few days into it, but you've had rehearsals too. Your thoughts on the theater? It just set up so beautifully. It's almost more vertical than it is kind of horizontally. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Goodman Theater, I was fortunate. My first time on the Goodman stage actually was the first season at the new space over here on Dearborn.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate to be cast in their production of Christmas Carol.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
That was the first time that I worked there and have worked there, I don't know, 7, 8 additional shows. And it's absolutely stellar. The organization from the top to the bottom has very generous, very talented, very open individuals. It's like a family over there. And they treat you very, very well.
Chicago audiences love our theater.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the Chicago audiences?
Well, I first came to Chicago actually in the late 70s, so I was here with
I know you're one of our favorites too. I know you have a nice history with us.
Yeah, and so the audiences are very, very perceptive. Mm-hmm. Very, very demanding, but also very, very generous when they see something that they can relate to, something that they enjoy, and the actors that they follow. Many actors have a following. I certainly don't. I don't think, but many actors
you have a little following. You're just modest,
and they're very, very appreciative of the work that goes on here. And as you know, of course, Chicago is. Well, I'm going to say the number one theater city in the world.
I agree. I mean, and it's not just because I'm from here, but I mean, I love New York. I love London, Toronto. Everybody, you know, especially New Yorkers in Toronto and mm-hmm. London too, they all embrace theater. But I think, you know, we just take it to be, we're a little more passionate, I think, about it, and receptive and warm to the theater. So I'm glad you find that with audiences as well.
And not only the enjoyment of theater and the perceptive, but also they can tie a lot of what goes on in Destiny of Desire to their own lives,
yes.
to what's going on politically as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, I'm going to circle back a little
please.
Bit. When I right before I entered the building here, I saw a sign that I hadn't seen before, and the sign said, "Well, he's," and I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
He said that women belong in the house.
Oh, right.
And then underneath that, a woman is saying, "Yes, and also in the Senate."
Yes. And, oh, that's fantastic. Isn't it great?
I had a great time
you
just looking
it.
At that. I love it.
Yes.
And statements like that are peppered throughout the play because it is about women harnessing their power, their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite moments is towards the end of the play, and I'm not going to say what is mentioned, but one of the female characters mentions what she wants and what she needs. and what is long, long overdue, mm-hmm. equal pay being one of them. I'll say that.
Of course, yeah.
And the audience just applauds as loudly as they do all night.
It's so true.
And gratefully, we're able to, the audience is able to see all the mechanics of the play.
Yeah.
So they see us backstage, sometimes changing. And thankfully, I'm able to applaud, too. So I applaud and whistle with them right there.
Isn't that great? And,
yeah,
how cool.
And so that energy and perceptiveness on the part of the Chicago audience is great.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Ricardo, what do you want people to take away from the play? When people come and see it, do you want them to laugh? Do you want them to really think about it? What do you want someone to walk away with after they see the performance?
Well, certainly walk away with a big smile on their face. And with a repetition of their favorite lines, that is going to happen. And also gratitude. You know, I heard at a curtain call something that I'd never heard before. I've been in shows where people stand and the standing ovation and bravo, 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 and that. But the other day I heard thank you, thank you, thank you from the audience, which I don't think I'd ever heard that before. And so they were just incredibly grateful for the 2 hours and 20 minutes, whatever running time it is, of the show, and just delighted. So I expect them to walk away with delight, with gratitude, but also with a lot to think about women's issues, about privilege versus poverty, a lot of issues that are going on today, of course.
Ricardo Gutierrez, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Today. And again, go see it at the Goodman Theater, Destiny of Desire at the Goodman. It is running now through April 16th.
April 16th.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you.